BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Scott Mills here, and here's today's podcast. Includes Charlie Sloth and Real or No Real, more grunting, this time for no reason in the pub, bringing back old school perfumes, and getting wet with Amelia Lilly on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Like the goat just pops up randomly now and again just to hoo people.
Do you just always have it to hand?
Saves me doing it, really. So, Amelia Lilly is playing Innuendo Bingo today at 1:45. Last time, she got absolutely drenched and loved it.
I was just watching the old video of when she did it before.
How long ago was that?
It was a while ago now. I mean, it was... A
couple of years?
God, is that bad to say? A couple of years, surely.
Yeah.
Time flies, eh?
Done it. So, Amelia Lilly is here. She's got a new single out called California, which we're going to play just after 1:30. And, you two will just go for it on Innuendo Bingo. Looking forward to it today. I was in the gym earlier. No grunting was happening.
Oh, you must find it so awkward going to the gym now.
It wasn't the same one as we went to yesterday for the video.
Oh, right.
That video's doing so well, by the way.
It is, yeah.
Loads of people just watching you grunting in the gym yesterday. Anyway, so they had Sky News on in the gym, and I actually saw this happen. Have you seen Adam Bolton swallowing a fly today?
No.
Best thing on the internet today. Adam Bolton, the political reporter, just swallows a fly on live television. You can hear it. And listen, when you hear this, you can hear that he's fully swallowed it.
And certainly if we look at, you know, the changing complexion of this cabinet compared to the last one, the one yesterday, and what we can see is that...
Adam,
so-called sterile
males are going out. Do you want to take a pause?
No,
you know, because they've been talking non-stop. You okay?
No, I swallowed a fly. That's all right. But I've recovered now.
What?
Yeah, exactly. What we're seeing is younger and more female.
He carries on. There was an old woman. What do you mean?
What does that mean when he says that?
What is that?
Bolton swallows a fly, and then the other reporter just goes, "There was an old woman."
So that was Adam Bolton swallowing a fly earlier on Sky News. You're welcome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, well, I've never seen such a response. You just don't think that you're going to be talking about nursery rhymes on Radio 1 on a Tuesday, do you?
I thought it was a political joke when he says about the fly thing.
Adam Bolton on Sky News swallowed a fly live on TV earlier.
And certainly if we look at, you know, the changing complexion of this cabinet compared to the last one, the one yesterday... And what we can see is that so-called sterile.
Do you want to take a pause?
Yep.
Do you want to take a pause?
No,
because they've been talking non-stop. You okay?
No, I swallowed a fly. That's all right. But I've recovered now. Yeah, exactly.
We were like, what?
I've swallowed a fly.
There was an old woman.
I thought it was a political joke.
No. Here's where it's from.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die.
Radio 1.
It's quite dark, that, isn't it? Oh, yeah, perhaps she'll die.
There was an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. But I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die.
Perhaps she'll die. Hi, kids.
There was an old lady who swallowed a bird. How absurd to swallow a bird.
Nursery rhymes.
She'll die.
Nursery rhymes are rubbish, aren't they?
What do you mean?
They're just not any good, are they? Like, you think they're good when you're, like, four. Not any good. Radio 1.
It's like, found out not too long ago, Humpty Dumpty. Right, everyone knows that one. Not an egg. At no point does it say he's an egg.
What do you mean he's not an egg?
Well, it's like you think he's an egg, but at no point in that song does it go anything about him being an egg. Anyway.
That's blown my mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
After the unnecessary grunting in the gym video, which a lot of people have been loving on the Radio 1 Facebook, today we've been out again, and we've been grunting in our new feature, Let's Go Grunting.
Oh, is that what it's called now?
I think so, yeah. Today, we're in a pub, and there's absolutely no reason to be grunting there at all, because, like when you're exercising, you're making effort, therefore causing the grunts. There's no reason for you to make any noise in this pub.
No.
But you did, and you'll hear that at 2:40. We just played Me and My Broken Heart. Rixton will be on the show tomorrow at 1:40. Lads. 1:40 tomorrow, Rixton. Then it was Porter Robinson with Language. We'll play a bit of Farm from Nick Mulvey, and then we'll get Amelia Lilly in. Get ready to witness some wetness on Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo from Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can it really be 2 years since we last saw Amelia Lilly? Hi.
Hi.
2 years ago? What?
It doesn't feel that long.
We were in the old building.
Yeah, we were.
You all right?
I'm really excited to be here.
Good. Yeah. Sorry for the slightly scary studio setup.
That's okay. I was kind of preparing myself for that. I got really wet last time.
This is another level. We've got a new guy doing the sheets.
Hi, Kenny.
Kenny here. And yeah. He's gone to town on a plane.
Amazing.
I mean, I don't know. Do you do painting and decorating in your spare time?
It's like he does this in his own place.
It's incredible. I mean, this is the best it's ever been done up.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
it looks
fun.
Like there's been a murder. So, the last 2 years, what's been going on? So you've signed a new deal?
I have, yeah. I've signed with East West at Warner Brothers. It's been kind of quite mad, to be honest. This is the first song that I'm yet to release in about a year. So I've been in the studio for the past year. I've been writing with a brand new team of people. I've got totally new sound. I feel older as well, like not in a bad way. Like I feel like I've grown up a little bit, bit of maturity in there now, and I think you can definitely hear that in the album as well. And
okay.
I'm just excited for everyone to hear it.
I've spoken to a lot of bands recently who've done that kind of X Factor thing and come out the other side of it, and they say it's much more fun now, and they don't take everything as seriously.
Yeah, well, I've never taken anything too seriously because I think if you do, it'll just be boring. It won't make it fun. But I'm a fun person. And for me, like, ever since I got in the X Factor, the whole thing has just been mind-blowing. And for me, I've just, you know, I never took anything for granted. I've just had fun with everything. And now I feel like I've got total control with everything. And it's just really fun just to come back with a brand new song and a brand new sound as well.
When's your album then?
Later on this year, hopefully November. So
I'm excited to play the song, and you're really, really nervous about it.
I'm really nervous.
I remember we were in this same situation about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Were we playing You Bring Me Joy, I think?
Yeah, you played. I came in. I can't remember who I was with for You Bring Me Joy, and I think it might have been Shut Up, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that
and,
was far, yeah.
And then we played Bingo as well, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Now, any reservations about today?
I've wore black,
yes,
so that it doesn't go see-through.
Yes.
And I'm not wearing a shower cap this time either.
No.
So
good point.
Definitely in for getting drenched.
Yeah, we were watching the other video. It was a good one.
It was pretty fun. I left soaked.
Did you have pink hair then?
I did have pink hair.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Hence why I wore the shower cap, because the pink would have run down my claws.
Anything gonna run today, makeup?
Probably my fake tan, yeah.
Amazing.
So.
Okay. Okay, right. So we're going to play, if we get in position while we play the track. This is the first time on Radio 1 for California by Amelia Lilly. So tell me about this song.
So this song was written about like the end of last year. I written it with two guys, Tim and Steve.
Tim and Steve.
This song was one of them type of songs where we kept like avoiding it and thinking we'll go back to it. And then we actually did write it, and never did I think that this was going to be my comeback single. So this is a really special song for me.
Okay,
I'm excited.
Let's play it. And then Amelia Lilly on Innuendo Bingo. Get to a screen where you can find the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's happening in 3.5 minutes after we play Amelia's new single, California. That is Amelia Lilly in California on BBC Radio 1. How does that feel, huh? Huh?
There's just loads of noises that she keeps doing.
It's so exciting.
I can't imagine what it's like having your song play for the first time.
It's pretty wicked.
Yeah. It's got a good sound to it, that.
Thank you.
Tom in Preston says, this is what she should always been doing. Glenn from Liverpool says, brilliant, really good vibe to it. Matthew in North Wales also feeling it massively.
Yay!
Amelia Lilly and California, new track on BBC Radio 1. We're going to turn on the cameras now to play a bit of innuendo bingo. It's going to get wet.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is innuendo bingo.
This feeling must be coming back to you now, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Remember it?
It's kicking in.
It's been a while, Lily.
Been a while.
Cheers. There we go.
Get to the Radio 1 website now and watch Innuendo Bingo. Let us know if you're watching. I might shout you out. Kevin's already watching. So his computer on for a while now at work. He's not very busy on a Tuesday, his place, so he gets to watch. Also, Simon is watching. Ask Amelia why she's nervous about that song. It's incredible. And Peter in Middlesbrough is also watching on his phone. You can watch it on your phone or anywhere where you can get the Radio 1 website. Computer, laptop, tablet. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Alison Stoke is also watching. OK, guys, let's make it a wet one. First one of the week.
Here we go.
Cheers. Full water in mouths, please. First, we're going back to just last night, and it's ITV's Countrywise. And here's presenter Rachel De Tam, who, after giving it a good go for a few hours, has decided to let this guy finish the job himself.
Amazing. I'm very impressed. I'll let you knock them out because you're the boss here.
Oh!
Straight away, Chris. Straight in the face. They were working together planting trees there.
I'll let you knock them out because you're the boss here.
Thank you, Darren, for spotting that one. Okay, more water, please. Soak him, Amelia. Over to an episode of The Archers on Radio 4 from last week now. And while these two ladies are chatting about old times, their friend Bill got a little bit distracted.
The thought of John living in a gypsy caravan. I can't imagine what you all made of him.
Where's Bill? He's not nibbling the clematis again.
Peggy,
you'll make himself sick.
Amazing.
I like that because it's not even one really, but it is.
Where's Bill? He's not nibbling the clematis again.
Peggy,
you'll make himself sick.
Just like Bill, always having a nibble.
It's cold.
Is it cold today?
It's really cold.
Simon and Cheshire emailed that one to me. Remember, we can't do this without you. Send your clips to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let us know rough time it was on, what channel and what they said. OK, now our favourite clip from this year's Wimbledon. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Full water in the mouths. Wimbledon, and here's a wonderful description of how Petra Kvitova likes to play it. Ready?
Terrific return, right up the middle, deep and hard, and again in the brown patch.
You get me every time!
Oh, Chris is watching.
Slap you.
Alicia says Amelia's looking a bit wet already.
Yeah.
Matt Easton's watching. Hi, Matt.
I've got my scar all on my face and everything.
Oh, it's really running.
There's something running from your eye.
It's mascara.
Mascara.
There
we go.
That's fine.
Okay.
I came here to get wet, so it's fine.
Thank you, Tracy Austin there.
Deep and hard and again in the brown patch.
Yes, Amelia.
You deserve that.
Is it
you totally asked for it.
Is it wetter than you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and next we are going to QI.
Right.
And even though one of the panel have given a wrong answer, Stephen Fry just couldn't resist letting everyone know this important fact.
Yes. Was it Sir Edmund Hillary?
It wasn't Sir Edmund Hillary, although Sir Edmund Hillary did take Kendall Mint Cake right up the Everest.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Alex, in Liverpool.
This is a silly one today.
Just one of loads of people who emailed that QI clip in.
Sir Edmund Hillary did take Kendall Mint Cake right up the Everest.
Yeah. Again.
Second time round there. Good one. I'm enjoying this. Okay. What I'm really enjoying at the moment is all the slightly crazy ladies on BBC local radio. Got Caroline Martin from BBC WM, who's always on now. I'm introducing a new crazy lady. It's Liz Green on BBC Radio Leeds. And you might need to... Chris? You might need to refill mid-clip here, because it's a big one from Liz. Time from some news from a village near Leeds, where some residents are really letting themselves go.
It's 7.22. You're with breakfast here on BBC Radio Leeds. We're going live now to Saltaire, to Fanny Street, where some people who live there are being told their front doors do not fit in with the World Heritage status of that village.
Thanks, Liz. There's more of this.
Oh, geez. To Fanny Street.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Water.
You all right?
Mm-hmm. Come on, Chris. Reload.
Their front doors do not fit in.
The thing is about front doors, I never realised how varied they are.
There are black ones, there are pink ones, there are brown ones, there are blue ones, you name it. Shapes, sizes, different styles. All these front doors here on Fanny Street in Saltaire, they are all completely different.
Howard heard all of that happen on BBC Radio Leeds. Cheers, Howard.
Wow.
OK. This is a good one. Amelia is very
wet. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Lewis there, stating the obvious in traffic on the M5.
That's an eye thing gone.
What?
One of the eye things.
The eyelashes?
Both of them, yeah.
The eye things.
The eyelashes are gone.
Really understands women's makeup, Chris does.
As
you
I
might
did say a fake tan on as well. You know, at least I'm honest.
I think you look all right.
You look good.
I feel fine.
It looks good.
Could definitely go shopping afterwards.
Yeah. Okay, more water, please. Reload. Over to Monday's edition of The One Show now on Innuendo Bingo. And when being put on the spot, John Craven seemingly panics and reveals far too much about himself, as you're about to hear.
Now then, John.
Right.
What's your guilty secret?
Guilty secret? Oh, I don't know. I'm a secret pie eater.
I like pie.
John does as well. John Craven there.
I'm a secret pie eater.
Thank you, Matt in Sheffield. Okay. And finally,
right.
With Amelia Lilly on Innuendo Bingo, a top tip for everyone, courtesy of a contestant on Come Dine With Me.
If the flaps are securely closed...
Reload, it's not finished.
Oh, good. Hang on.
You could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
Oh, well done.
The flaps are securely closed. You could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
No one wants that.
No.
Amelia Lilly, good luck with California, your new song.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming to see us again on Radio 1. Coming again soon.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Innuendo Bingo.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily. Exciting scenes in the live lounge as we watch three grown men try and put up a netball goal. And looking at the instructions, very puzzled looks on their faces.
They've chosen Radio 1's finest staff as well for the...
They've really picked the A-team there, haven't they? Look. Look at Nigel having a go, putting a screw in. This is happening on Thursday. On the Radio 1 breakfast show. Actual netball. You're playing.
I'm playing. Well,
the Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Today I'm wearing the scent favoured by Tiny Temper. He hugged me once and I was like, oh my God, you smell good. He smelled so delicious. I had to have it right there and then. I needed the name of the aftershave. Aftershave? Ho! It's not really called that anymore, is it? Cologne?
I think I need a new nip.
Yes.
That is.
You know that one that 2 years ago I was wearing and Pixie Lott came in to play Innuendo Bingo and she was like, oh, you smell nice. Which we then named it the catnip for girls because, you know, when cats have catnip, they go crazy. Girls went crazy for this.
I just thought it was amazing. Pixie Lott liked this scent, so
this
then
cologne.
Ordered in several bottles of it.
Yeah, you did. You ordered in several because Pixie Lott liked it. And I think you need a new one now because I think that the catnip is now... I think they're desensitised to it. I think it's a bit like antibiotics. I don't think it works anymore on the ladies.
It's weird. It just doesn't seem to have the same effect. Like, no one ever compliments me on how I smell.
I know.
Whereas that catnip used to be the business.
It's so 2 years ago, though. I mean, this new one, what did Fern say to me again today? She's like, oh, you smell delicious, Mills. And that's what I want. I want Fern Cotton to say, God, you smell lush, Scott. So, I'm thinking, right... Instead of, like, the new ones, the new aftershaves and colognes don't seem to, like, have any effect Like, when was the last time you heard of a really good new one, apart from the one I'm wearing, As Favoured by Tiny Temper?
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about my nips. It's sort of, it's more your game, the aftershaves, isn't it?
Here's my thing, my new thing that I want to try. I am going to take it old school, because no one's going to be wearing them.
It's an interesting idea. It's a bit like music, isn't it?
And
like
cheaper.
Certain sounds come back again.
Yeah.
And so what you should do is try and match that with the scent that was good at the time.
But I'm saying go back to teenage or whatever. Like, I'm saying Acqua Di Gio might be a goer.
Right.
I'm saying even a bit of Davidoff, Havidoff.
But there's a little bit of 90s going around at the moment, isn't there, music-wise?
Yeah.
There's a lot of 90s sounds going on.
A lot of 90s piano. There's no reason there can't be 90s nip.
So you're saying to... Back to Africa sort of thing.
I'm No. Not that far. Maybe, actually. They've got a good advert on at the moment.
Have they?
It's kind of back. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, don't go down the perfume shop and get, like... Because they're cheaper.
Mm.
But no one else is going to be wearing them. I'm saying take it back to the 90s, like everything else.
Interesting idea. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Is this happening? Scott's not here, so basically I'm now having to be on... doing his job for him here. It's Chris Stark here on BBC Radio 1.
Don't get too comfortable, sweetheart.
Oh. He's back. I thought this was going to be like my moment to shine for a second. Anyway.
There you go.
Did you shine?
Not particularly.
Seriously, those lifts are so busy today. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills here on BBC Radio 1. Catfish and the Bottle Men. And next, it's Laura Welsh. Our track of the day is Break the Fall. Then, we're doing some grunting for no particular reason. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Yesterday, we were talking about gym grunters. In America, there's now a gym which sets off something called the Lunk Alarm. A lunk is someone who grunts a lot. So the Lunk Alarm goes off if they think you are a lunk. This guy definitely is. Stop making that noise. Gonna set off the alarm. There it is. And now everyone knows you're a lunk. Brilliant idea. We should have it in gyms here because there's always a grunter, isn't there? This has made it awkward for me to go to the gym because last night I was in there. Sure enough, there was a grunter in there. I was like, I wanted to go, oi, lunk! So yesterday, Chris and I went to the gym and he grunted just to see if anyone would say anything. It got more extreme than I thought. He's on the pull-down machine here, everybody.
I think it's a technical name for it, but we'll...
Lat pull-down. That's what it's called. Fact.
Is it?
Yeah. So today I wanted to do some more. So let's go grunting. Now today moves to the pub.
Well, it's just good to test where people will say something. You know, will people... You know, like when the alarm goes off, will someone say something about it?
Mm. Now, for this, there's absolutely no reason for Chris to grunt at all because he's not the one making any effort. So, like, on the pull-down machine, you could be forgiven for grunting because it's like, it's hard.
Mm.
Today we go to the pub and a man behind the bar pulls a pint for Chris, at which point he starts grunting every time the man pulls the lever.
Yeah.
Darren says, when will this show go back to being normal instead of really cringy? Soon. So here we are, some pub grunting. Are we ready?
This is my favourite because it's just, there's no reason why you should be grunting. There's no reason why, but for some reason it made sense when you told me to do it, so I went and did it.
Here we are outside the pub before the experiment.
All right, next experiment. Will the grunting work in a pub when you're not actually putting any effort in?
This is a bit different, though, isn't it? Because they're the ones pulling the pints.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the one grunting. So
yeah.
For me, this doesn't really make much sense, but we'll go with it.
Yeah, let's do it. Will it work?
Harry from Haywards Heath saying, after listening to your show yesterday, I was in the gym last night, there was a grunter, I couldn't keep a straight face. So thanks for that. That's all right. Okay, so here we are. Let's go grunting. In the pub, every time the man pulls the lever, Chris grunts. Ordering a pint now. Every time the lever gets pulled.
How much is that?
How much is that? At least you pay for your pint.
Oh, no.
Didn't seem to worry him, though, did it?
He kind of... He didn't really flinch. I think it was one of those situations he didn't really know what to do, so just carried on doing the professional thing. I'd love to know what he said when we left, though.
The video's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now, and also there's a link on Radio 1 Twitter. Try it in the pub, maybe tonight. If you're going to the pub, if you're ordering a pint, as they're pulling it, just do the grunts. With every pull of the lever that he does.
Is it BBC?
One.
Love it, because it's basically them putting in all the effort and you're just doing the noises for them.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, okay, some comments about the grunting. Can you do it in a museum? But yeah, but why?
It's just turning into bogeys then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just bogeys. Also, someone says, what do you do in a pub if it's not a pump action? What if it's like a typical lager one with a flick-on, flick-off action? Is one just long grunt acceptable until the pint has poured? Like,
that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, just do that, because a lot of them, you don't have to pour numerous times, do you?
I really want to see someone do this.
Yeah, and also, get one of your mates to video it. If you're going to the pub over the next couple of days, and then send it in to us. If every time they pull the lever, you grunt. I just want other people to do this as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are saying, well, I don't know how to do the grunting. Well, watch the video then. It's like a how-to, isn't it? Of how to do it in the pub.
That's a good idea. Ice cream van. When he's doing the ice cream, you know, the whippy thingy. When he's doing that, one long grunt. Amazing.
Oh, right. We never get ice cream vans around where I live, but then yesterday I heard one, and, like, still now... Like, your natural reaction is just to run as fast as you can towards it, isn't it?
Of course, yeah.
Still now. Well, they still need to update the tunes on there, though. Mm. Like, what was that? Get something a bit more contemporary. That was Jungle and Time. It's Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
I'd love it if you had an ice cream van. It's like, it just seems like some kind of venture that you might get into.
What,
play
me?
Some more play some more modern tunes.
When it's all over.
Yeah.
Hello, friend. Hello, friend. I've just got an ice cream van now. I used to be on Radio 1. You remember me? No. But it would be good to have something a bit more contemporary on there, do you know what I mean? Like maybe a bit of Matrix and Future Bound.
Skrillex.
Yeah. Okay, Rally Richie coming up. We've got Real or No Real. Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to forget every week. And then it just kind of
sneaks up on you.
Sneaks up on you, doesn't it? Like a big lump of something. Martin Garrix coming up. Also a bit of Ellie Goulding. The video on the pub grunting is now on the Radio 1 Facebook, and there's a link to it on Twitter as well. Simples.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, tonight, Mr. Jam is on One Extra, 7 o'clock. New Jam Hot Record from M.O. Girl Band tonight. 7 o'clock, Mr. Jam on One Extra. If you like... The stuff that Mr. Jam plays, he breaks loads of brand new artists, loads of exciting new records tonight. 7 o'clock with Mr. Jam. 10 o'clock BBC Three, something we've been advertising for a while here on Radio 1, Glasgow Girls, which is a story of a group of teenagers based on the true story of the Glasgow Girls. You've been hearing the trails. Starts tonight, 10 o'clock on BBC Three. And 10 o'clock Phil and Alice tonight on BBC Radio 1. The fifth member of Coldplay... An electronic artist in his own right. John.
Is it John? Or are you trying to fool me? Oh, no, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
So who's Coldplay? Chris Martin?
Chris Martin. That's really tricky, isn't it?
I know. Will. Who's the other one?
Guy. Yes, Guy.
Guy? Johnny! John.
There's a guy in Coldplay.
John Hopkins.
Not really the fifth.
Oh.
Oh, there is no fifth member.
Well, there's a fifth member of Coldplay.
Okay, that's where we've gone wrong. Brilliant. It's a joke.
The fifth member of Coldplay, an electronic artist in his own right, John Hopkins, chatting to Phil and Alice tonight from 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Vamps on BBC Radio 1. Ow, Fat Tuesday's coming up. And also Nico and Vince, Am I Wrong? That good track. Also Foles, My Number, and Ella Air, If I Go, just after 3:30 this afternoon. That's where tunes will play, and Charlie Soff will be on with Real or No Real. Wonder what he'll make up today for us.
He always lies, always lies.
Just all lies, isn't it, really? Although he does, I checked it out after he said it last week, he does actually have a new TV show, Remember we were talking about, what is it? Charlie Sloth's Fat Cribs.
Fat pads?
Fat pads.
Fat houses?
Sorry, Cribs is the MTV version. It's exactly the same.
It was Fat Pads, wasn't it?
Fat pads. Yeah, where he just goes around like really nice houses. That's true. But what else that comes out of his mouth will be lies today? Find out with Charlie Sloth at 3:40. Love that guy. Tomorrow on the show, 1:40, Rickston. Now, the last time they were on, do you remember they'd flown over from America? They just finished a gig. They flew over from America just to appear on this show and then flew straight back again. It's pretty cool. Rickston are back on tomorrow at 1:40.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Matt from Dorset, who is an ice cream man. He's going around Dorset at the moment. It's nice sunny weather. Just tried the grunting thing while he was pulling the ice cream thing.
I worry that could go wrong.
It didn't really go down too well. I think we have to be careful where we do these.
Careful where you grunt.
Supermarket's a good one, I think. If you want to see the pub grunting from today, Chris just does a little grunt every time the man pulls the lever to pull the pint. No particular reason for that one, really. Unlike the gym grunting yesterday, where at least he was making some effort. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter and Radio 1 Facebook right now, doing well.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. This is the best-looking fat man in the universe, Charlie Sloth.
Ow! Yeah!
All right.
How are you, man? You all right?
What's going on, fam?
All good. Cars was popping off in the hood.
Yeah. Well, people, this will make people turned onto you on One Extra at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I saw you tweet that word the other day. Is that an actual word?
What?
Turnt.
Yeah.
T-U-R-N-T, not a word.
It's a word.
It's not a word, though.
It means like you're excited. Turn up.
Turnt.
Yeah, turnt.
You turnt the page.
No.
Do you mean turned with an
not,
E-D?
Not turned, cos turnt. Yeah, it was turnt. Turnt. Yeah. Like, man, I got turnt last night.
Yeah. Turnt. Is it the same as, it's a zoo in there?
A little bit. Kind of, yeah.
Any zoos lately, Charlie?
You know what? This month, the month of July, I've not been doing any shows. Not until the end of the month, because I've been filming my show, Fat Pads.
Oh, yeah, we just talked about that earlier,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going really well.
Seeing
some
houses?
Fat Pads, yeah, some sick yards.
Fat Pads.
Some sick yards, cuz.
Is it?
Yeah, some really, really at their cribs with lifts and all sorts.
Yeah, what's the strangest thing you've seen?
Panic room.
Panic room?
Yes.
Wow. I'd love a panic room.
Like a hidden one behind a bookcase.
Well, yeah, obviously.
It was really sick. Like, you press this button, the door goes... The bookcase disappears, and then you go downstairs into this dungeon, and there's a panic room.
Is it a famous person's house?
No. Just very, very rich.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just press a button, and then it's like that film, The Panic Room, which used to freak me out.
Have any of them been famous people's houses, or is it just rich?
There's been a couple of famous people. Yeah.
When's it on TV, please?
September.
Is it?
Yeah, because...
All right, so Charlie's here to play Real or No Real.
Yeah!
Always good to see you.
Always pleasure to see you good.
In the 1900s, King Edward...
What?
New catchphrase,
I was trying one out and you cut me off. To see you good.
To see you good.
What, in the 19...
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm trying to finish
play
it.
Play the Real or No Reels.
Come on, man. Let me get a new catchphrase out. Chris, help me out of it.
Got it.
To see you good.
Good to see you.
No, that's whack.
No,
It's got a rhyme with good. To see you good.
In the hood.
Ah, there you go, Millsy. Oh, gosh!
In the 1900s, King Edward VII would insist on weighing his guests after dinner to make sure they'd eaten well.
Now, I thought we got away from all these fattest jokes, but it's becoming very clear to me that you're still a very fattest individual, Scott Mills.
Take a look at yourself. You're fattest.
You're fattest.
You're fattest, though.
You're the most fattest person on this planet.
I don't think so, cuz.
Your name should be fattest.
No, you should be fattest. Well, you already are. So, one of the King Edwards there, he was very keen on making sure everyone had a very hearty meal.
He'd weigh the guests, because, I mean, that's an odd thing to do, isn't it? Because
yeah, he'd be there going, come on, get on the scales, make them want to check you've eaten enough.
And if they had, I mean, surely they ate as much as they wanted. So even if they didn't weigh the correct amount, what would he then do? Force feed them more food?
Probs, yeah. Like Fern Cotton with cake. Never eats it herself, just feeds it to other people. Feeder.
Charlie, feeder. Are you a feeder, would you say?
Allow it, because I'm trying to get as much food for myself as I can. I ain't sharing that. It's mine.
What happens when you step on scales? Does it go one at a time, please?
Well, I told you the story, didn't I? I bought some new scales, and they went all the way around, so I had to go and invest in some new ones.
They started going all the way around.
They went all the way around. That's not a joke. I was quite embarrassed, actually, and that's a true story. So I had to go and buy some industrial scales.
What, like the ones where they weigh meat on?
No. No, they're the ones that you find in, like, gyms and,
like the ones that,
stuff.
Those massive
yards.
Those massive scales that they have, like, on them. Have you seen the show The Biggest Loser? Such a massive big scale that is.
They do a celebrity one of those, don't they?
They used to, yeah. Used to, mate, you missed the boat on that, cuz.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do Biggest Loser?
I'm not mad at being fat. I'm comfortable with my skin.
That's true, actually.
I enjoy being fat.
Yeah, too right.
That's why, yeah, totally. And that's why we can have a laugh about it, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'm not mad at it.
But was one of the King Edwards fattest?
Ooh. Well, he's not being fat, is he? Because he's trying to be accommodating, isn't he? He's trying to give more food to his guests. I'm going to say on that one, no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Really? Oh, gosh!
Yes, the aristocracy in Britain at the time thought that you hadn't treated your guests well enough unless you'd made them fat.
Whoa.
There you go.
Born at the wrong time, you were.
Yeah.
And what about this?
There has been a block of cheese orbiting 5 kilometres above the Earth since 1970, after it was one of the many objects thrown overboard from the Apollo 13 mission.
But you have to wonder why then the Apollo 13 mission was taking a block of cheese with them. You know what I mean? Like, why would they do it? Surely all space food is in packets.
Yeah, but think about it. If you're going up into space, God, I'd miss cheese. Yeah,
cheese sandwich. Oh, you can't beat a cheese sandwich.
It, do you know what I mean?
After being to Mars and that.
In it. A couple of drinks after a trip to Mars. Like, when you get in, you want a cheese sandwich,
don't you? No,
and kebabs.
No, but just cheese sandwich.
But a wheel of cheese in space, I mean, that's going to smell. Do you know what I mean? Or will it? It's hard to tell. Science there, isn't
it? Maybe one of the astronauts went out with somebody whose feet really stunk, and they thought, you know, if I take this block of cheese...
Remind me of home.
Too far, yeah.
Okay.
Block of cheese going overboard. I just can't see this happening because, one, it would mean that they've taken a block of cheese with them, which is weird enough. Secondly, they don't want to eat it, so they've thrown it overboard, which in space is quite a hard thing to do.
Yeah, you can't just open the window, can you? Like, get rid of that because you're at.
I would take a block, though, because I can get through cheese like that. You've seen me eat cheese before.
Oh, my God. You eat cheese like no one else.
Do you eat cheese on its own? Can you munch into cheese?
At Christmas time, I saw him eat a whole wheel of cheese.
I could eat a wheel of brie in one sitting, mate.
Yeah,
I could just scoop it up like a horse.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I could probably beat you cheese-wise.
You probably could.
Real or no real? Block of cheese in orbit.
Definitely a bit cheesy than me.
No real.
Shut it. Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real for that.
That one is no real.
Yeah. But what about...
I got a point for that, mate.
Okay.
I said no real. So
yeah, write it down. And next.
To celebrate the 40th anniversary of the first moon landing, Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon, released a rap track with Snoop Dogg.
Buzz Aldrin.
Another space-related fact there.
Mm.
Did you ever used to think that the moon was made of cheese, Charlie?
No.
No?
No.
Some people do.
Yeah.
You surely would know about this track, Buzz Aldrin and Snoop Dogg, with you being in that game.
You know, Snoop Dogg's made so many records with so many people that are just not relevant to my life.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, he is that go-to guy. Like, if you want to make a credible hip-hop record, well, was deemed credible in the commercial sector, go to Snoop Dogg and he can make that happen for you for a certain price.
Like David Guetta did.
$150,000.
Is it?
Yeah, $150,000. If you want him to appear in a video, it's the extra $100,000. So a quarter of a mil, he'll jump on your record and be in the video.
I thought it would be more than that.
No, it's not. It's
$250,000. Can you get him just to appear in your video then?
You probably could do. $100,000 probably do it for you.
Wow.
So are you saying you don't like a lot of Snoop Dogg's music?
I love Snoop Dogg. I'm a massive fan.
Do you like the Wiggle Wiggle Wiggle?
I actually like that. It's a good record.
What's his worst song? What do you think he shouldn't have done?
That record was Sigh. It was a bit Leave It, the one he's just done.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit Leave It, really, isn't it?
Leave
Hangover.
It.
Hangover.
Why are you doing that?
So Money Supermarket, probably shouldn't have left that.
He done a record with some guy called Mams as well, from LA, who was really, really bad.
Right.
And he was just a rich kid who literally paid his way. He got a record with Roy Williams.
I remember this. Yeah,
dude,
I remember. He paid for...
And it's bad because he was kind of like a friend of mine. But he paid Robbie Williams for a record. He paid £500,000 for Robbie Williams to be on a record.
Yeah, I remember that.
$500,000.
Just a rich kid.
Should he done that? Of Lindsay Lohan as well, actually.
Yes. Should Snoop Dogg have done the Money Supermarket advert?
The thing is, he's got so much money. You don't need to do these things. Yeah. So it's a bit like, Snoop, really, bruv? You're didn't sick, really, bruv. You don't need to do it.
Didn't really need to do the doggy treats either, did he, really?
No. All the adult movies, didn't need to do them. Well, they're a bit leave it.
Real or No Real, have you seen them?
No.
Buzz Aldrin and a track with Snoop Dogg, Real or No Real?
No Real.
That one is real.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Leave that.
Buzz, I know, leave that. But, Buzz thought it would help boost interest in space exploration, so got Snoop in for $150,000 to help him make the record.
See, I was right about the price.
Well, no, I made that. I put that bit in. Oh. What about this, though? Have a listen to this.
It took us 4 days riding on a rocket to set foot for the very first time. I'm going to tell you about the meaning of it all. We came in peace for all mankind.
Off cassette there.
What is that?
That's the song.
That was awful.
Are you serious?
That was really bad.
Yeah. I thought that was Stephen Hawkins.
And next,
Robbie Williams once bought his next-door neighbour's house off him in order to put an end to regular disputes about Robbie's noisy parties.
I saw Stephen Hawkins at the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is Hawking. He a proper G?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes, 100%.
Where'd you see him, please?
Robbie Williams gig.
Did you really?
Really?
Yeah, sorry.
I'd love to meet him.
I know.
He's a legend.
His
man.
Computer was really loud.
Was it?
During the slow songs, it was like talking really loud. And everyone was like...
He wasn't singing along, was he? No,
but it was like doing demands and whatever it says. It was talking really loud. Everyone was like... And then they realised it was Stephen Hawking's computer. And I was like,
he can get away with it. He can do anything.
Of course he can. But did Robbie Williams... It's weird that this one is about Robbie Williams. Mm. Did he buy his neighbour's house to shut him up? Do you want to hear it again, just to refresh yourself?
Yeah. Robbie Williams once bought his next-door neighbour's house off him in order to put an end to regular disputes about Robbie's noisy parties.
He used to be a bit of a wild one back in the day, Robbie Williams. Now just drinks green tea.
Did you ever go to one of his parties?
Maybe.
You did, didn't you?
Maybe, that means yes.
You did.
Possibly, yes.
Scott's been round his house several times.
Have you?
Hmm.
Is he a lad?
I stayed there once.
Did you?
Yeah. Is he a lad? He's a nice guy, yeah. Anyway, so...
That was an awkward silence. Yeah. That really was. I mean, there's more to this story.
No parties when I was there.
There's clearly more to this story than you're letting on.
Not really.
Do you want to share it?
No, we watched The Bachelor together, actually.
Oh, popcorn?
Is that one?
Yeah, there were some snacks.
Yeah, what ice cream did you have?
Can't remember.
Oh, come on, man. It's them small details that make the story great. Come on.
No, I can't remember.
What chocolate did you have?
We didn't have chocolate. Probably had something low carb.
Any crisps?
I don't know.
Cares about the food.
I know.
Of all the things connected why to do you care about Robbie Williams.
Why do you care about what Robbie Williams eats?
It's okay. Important, isn't it?
Did he buy his neighbour's house to shut him up because of the parties?
I think he lives in such a big house that he wouldn't need to because the houses are so far apart. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real for that, you know.
That one is no real.
Yes.
And at the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 20, Charlie got 20. It's a draw.
It's a draw.
It's a draw.
Yep.
Anything on your show today worth talking about, or should we just go to the next track?
No, there's loads of things to talk about.
Like?
I'm not sure I can say. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Can we get confirmation from our production team?
Go on then.
Yep, I just got confirmation. I can confirm that today we've got a very special guest from America. It's not a lie.
Yeah.
It's not a lie, we've got a very famous American rapper on the show today.
Go on then.
Drum roll, something?
Yeah. Quick, running out of time.
Charlie.
I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, well, why did you make me do a drum roll then?
It's share driving.
There won't be anyone on.
There's a famous American rapper who's on my show
I'm
from
cutting
4
you
p.m.
off now. Let's go! Those were the best bits of Tuesday's show. We're back tomorrow, as we always are, between 1 and 4, Wednesday on BBC Radio 1. And on the show at 1:40 will be the lads from Rixton. See you tomorrow. BBC Radio 1.